This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government officials say the first COVID-19 vaccines will begin arriving in states Monday morning. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
General Gus Perna says he expects the first shipments to arrive Monday, with more over the following 2 days.
Within the next 24 hours, they will begin moving vaccine from the Pfizer manufacturing facility to the UPS and FedEx hubs. And then it will go out to the 636 locations nationwide.
Perna knows there won't be enough initial doses to vaccinate Americans for herd immunity.
We know that we are not done.
For those skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine, FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says they didn't cut corners, just red tape.
I know the meticulousness of the review that the FDA has done. I will absolutely take this COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm Julie Walker.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said in a statement the country's military had located and exchanged fire with kidnappers who took as many as 400 students from a school on Friday. The gang, armed with AK-47s, stormed the government science secondary school in Kankara district about 9:40 p.m. local time on Friday. Buhari condemned the attack in his home state. Police and the military were still working to determine how many students out of the 800 at the school were kidnapped and missing. Katsina is plagued by violence, and the government attributes it to bandits, a loose term for gangs of outlaws who attack locals and kidnap for ransom. Attacks by Islamist militants are common in northeastern parts of Nigeria. At least one person was killed and two others injured when 10 rockets were fired at various parts of Afghanistan's capital city, Kabul, on Saturday. Local media reported that several areas of the city were hit, including near the airport. This is VOA News. A convoy carrying medicines and relief supplies from the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Ethiopian Red Cross Society has reached Ethiopia's Tigray province to help people affected by the fighting there. The seven Red Cross trucks carried supplies for hospital patients in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele, along with blankets, tarpaulins, and other items to help civilians displaced from their homes. Iran on Saturday executed an exiled journalist over his online work that helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017, a little more than a year after authorities tricked him into traveling to Iraq, where he was abducted. Ruhollah Zam was one of several opposition figures successfully seized by Iranian intelligence operatives abroad in recent months as Tehran struggles under the weight of U.S. sanctions. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Guterres said that economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represented an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future, but he warned this was not happening fast enough.
So far, the members of the G20 are spending 50% more in their stimulus and rescue packages on sectors linked to fossil fuel production and consumption than on low-carbon energy. And this is unacceptable.
About 70 heads of state and government took part in the meeting, which was organized by Britain, the UN, and France. It took place on the fifth anniversary of the Paris Climate Agreement.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Charlie Pride, country music's first African-American star, whose rich baritone on such hits as Kiss an Angel Good Morning helped sell millions of records and made him the first black member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, has died. He was 86. Pride died Saturday in Dallas of complications from COVID-19, according to his public relations firm. During his career, Charlie Pride released dozens of albums and sold more than 25 million records. His hits include Is Anybody Going to San Antone?, All I Have to Offer You Is Me, and Does My Ring Hurt Your Finger? He won 3 Grammy Awards, had more than 30 number one hits, and won the Country Music Association's Top Male Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year Awards. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2000. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.